For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And the first sign of the holiday season, first it snowed and then Elf opened at Musical Fair, an adaptation of the movie about a child who grows up in Santa's North Pole thinking he is an elf.
And then the cold, hard light of reality dawns upon him.
That opened Wednesday, and then tonight at the Paul Robeson Theater, it is an all-star production of August Wilson's Two Trains Running.
One of his 20th century plays.
That cycle of 10, he finished the 10th and then he passed on. Mission accomplished, as they say.
Somehow I don't put that phrase together with August Wilson, but
Well, what's another phrase for that? La commedia è finita. But they finally did it. The Cabanoki Theater opened To Kill a Mockingbird.
And they sure did do it. Wow, very powerful.
Well, this script is really wonderful. The Aaron Sorkin script, which is still currently playing on Broadway. Won't tell that story again, but you can see it in Buffalo. And the differences between the previous version, the film is very beautiful, and that script was done by Horton Foote. They could never convince Horton Foote to do an adaptation for the stage. So Aaron Sorkin, who wrote A Few Good Men, who is the creator of The West Wing, takes the novel and approaches it fresh and through contemporary eyes. And the depiction of the African-American characters is simply not going to fly in 2019. So he looked at it through a contemporary lens and made the Harper Lee estate very, very nervous. They, in fact, began to give him a cease and desist, stop, you know, don't change the book. But the changes are not so much changes as in amplifications of characters. Calpurnia, the African-American housekeeper, Tom Robinson, the defendant himself, much more fully rounded people with more to say about race relations in Alabama at the time. Very powerfully done.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I'd seen a different version at the Stratford Festival a couple of years ago. And of course, at Stratford. I mean, it was very well done, but it didn't punch you in the chest the way that this version does. So you're saying that's Aaron Sorkin's writing that's done that?
It's Aaron Sorkin's writing. Absolutely. He knows how to tell a story and was able to address those issues that had not been addressed in the previous adaptation.
Now, Anthony, I have a concern, and my concern is that I am really enjoying everything I'm seeing on the local stages lately. And aren't we supposed to be critical? Isn't the word critic mean you have to find something
that is
bad?
That is not what it means, no.
Setting you up, sir.
But I can disabuse you of that. And this is the season that makes me rather jaded. So I'll try to restrain myself in the opposite direction.
But you felt it too. The performances we're seeing are really good.
Well, we're seeing
good.
Some very good performances. We still have running Mark Humphrey's new play, The Kindness of Strangers. Which has people stranded in a train station,
Stranded by a snowstorm.
By a snowstorm, right. Sort of echoes of J.B. Priestley and Alfred Hitchcock. But The Boys Upstairs, Jason Mitchell play, which BUA is doing, described as Sex in the City meets The Boys in the Band. And they're having a good run with that, BUA down at the Alleyway Theater.
That's true. Sex in the City meets Boys in the Band. But also, you know, as you said before, a little bit of The Golden Girls and also the TV series Friends. These guys are friends. That really comes through very strongly.
Well, it does come through. I think that, interestingly, the script is self-consciously inspired in part by The Golden Girls. I think that people try to use comparisons to television sitcom disparagingly, but I think that you'll find a lot of young playwrights have gotten a great deal of inspiration from that. And I think that in comparing genres, it's a mistake to look down upon because of the medium through which something was presented. Certainly when Dickens was writing in serial form, this was not necessarily considered the great literature of his time. Shakespeare was considered quite disposable. He was not the most admired playwright of his day. They did not save his handwritten scripts, disposing of them while they were being published without his involvement, without his supervision, unlike, say, Ben Jonson, who was concerned about every detail of his legacy. Not so, in rather a disposable genre. I think that scholars in the future will look back on the television of we're still in the early years of television, if you look in the terms of all of history. But in this script, The Boys Upstairs, the playwright does not shy away from it.
I'm not sure if there's a television reference here, but definitely She Kills Monsters proved to be so popular. They've added an extra show, as a matter of fact, tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
And then finally, Interrogation Room, another original script by John Elston, one he won the Artie Award for several years ago. And up at the Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York, some very beautiful work by Todd Benson and Lisa Ludwig in the play Oh My God, in which he plays God going to a therapist. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.